This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A survey at the beginning of March asked 90 farm credit directors and farmers from across the Midwest what the greatest challenge facing agricultural producers is in 2016. Commodity prices were ranked number one, input costs were number two, Mother Nature came in third, and farm bill implications, land rents, and interest rates followed. I wanted to see how the results compared with local farmers' concerns, so I talked with Derek Staten, Vice President of Ag Financial Services for Farm Credit Illinois in Taylorville. We discussed the conversations he's been having with farmers, how the low commodity prices have affected his position, and how crop insurance enrollment looks for the year. Number one on that list was commodity prices. So does that sound pretty accurate to you?
Yeah, it really does. One and two are definitely the hot topics right now as I meet growers across our service area. Commodity prices being number one and input costs being number two. I was pleasantly surprised to see interest rates got a big zero. Not very many farmers were worried about that. So that was an interesting result of the survey as well.
And right now, farmers are gearing up for planting season. I know you mentioned that you've been meeting with a lot of farmers lately. So when you're having those discussions about their concerns, what have the conversations been like? And you said you're doing some advising.
Yeah, at the farm level, when we touch base with our members out in the field and do their year-end financial reviews, we normally start that around Thanksgiving. And that'll go clear into right up to planting time. Just so we can get around and touch all of our members and get to sit down and talk about their financials. And majority of them are calling and wanting to meet earlier and even more often throughout the year this year. So definitely they're just as much concerned about the commodity and input prices, and they're looking for guidance, I guess, from their lender, and that could be Farm Credit, to step in and kind of advise them on what their financials look like. And we like to work hand-in-hand with not only the grower, the member of Farm Credit, but also accountants and any other advising counsel they may seek to sit in on those financial reviews. And the great thing about our customer base is they always want great, solid feedback, and we can really sit back and analyze their operations on a trend analysis or a just individual year-by-year analysis, and really step back and benchmark them compared to maybe the rest of our portfolio, and also advise them on where they maybe could be making better, sounder financial decisions in tougher years, like maybe we're sitting in here for 2016.
Have these low commodity prices really affected your business and what you're doing? I mean, have you seen a big change, or how has that made things for you this year?
Oh, yeah, I mean, absolutely. With the lower commodity prices, we just got to be thinking more conscientiously about probably spending money. And, on our side of the table, from a lender's point of view, we want to make sure that when a customer or member, is wanting to go out and purchase either a piece of ground or a piece of machinery or make improvements to their existing operation, that there is going to be some sort of return on that investment. And that's the most crucial right now that we sit down with customers is, are you spending the money and are you getting a good return? Because it's an efficiency cycle we're in right now in the ag economy, and we just got to be making sure that as we're spending money, the money's coming back in to pay back those type of investments. So that's the kind of advising we're doing right now, sitting back and looking at basically an operations cost. And that's probably where we're doing our most advising, is where is the money being spent? Where can maybe the grower or producer be more efficient in their financial spending? And that's the type of information I think our customers are definitely been asking us over the last 4 or 5 years, and that's the type of information we're trying to get back to them. And 2016 is definitely, we're giving more information than ever, because margins are quite a bit tighter than they ever have. So our operations in the lending world has definitely changed a little bit here, because we're probably doing more advising and more consulting than we ever have over the last 10-year period.
You mentioned really paying attention to the money that you're putting in and what you're getting back out of it, and that rings a bell for me with the input costs, and I know this has been talked about a lot with everyone in the industry. So is that part of your discussion too, those input costs and what we're putting in?
Yeah, we like to get as much financial information from our customers that we can. We have a a very large database of information, and we try to, like I say, put that on some sort of trend analysis and see exactly how much input costs have been being spent over an average of 5 years, and maybe where they can look at trying to improve their cost purchasing or improve their cost structure in some manner. You know, where can they cut costs and improve their efficiency? You know, on the commodity prices side of things, which I didn't really touch base on, it's tough to project a profit, and that's the hardest thing, not only for a farmer but also a lender, is, you know, how can we accurately project a profit? And there's no real way we know out here what Mother Nature is going to bring, or we don't have a crystal ball in the farm credit world, at least, of exactly what the commodity prices are going to do. And that's the problem, is we're really an unknown there. But what we typically try to do is use our crop insurance tools that we have in our belt, and we do offer crop insurance, so we really know what a lot of our customers are producing from a yield standpoint. And then we try to go in and just pinpoint some projected prices here for the 2016 season. And that's really how we come up with our projected income. But also on the input side of things, we really know what those customers have been spending because we have such a good database. And our customers are just wonderful at giving us information on what is their cost. And that's the biggest thing going forward is, you know, as commodity prices and revenues have decreased, we need to know what our cost is, and that's the biggest thing that we're talking with our customers out here in the marketplace is we need to know your cost so you can make sound financial decisions.
You mentioned crop insurance, and we just had the deadline of March 15th. Any changes with that this year? Have we seen an increase in farmers taking out crop insurance or increasing their coverage with these low commodity prices, or what's the general trend been like there?
Honestly, it's been pretty stable to what it was last year. Majority of the people, there is a very, very small percentage, and I don't know the exact percentage, but very small percentage of growers that do not take crop insurance. So that's very nice. I think the drought of 2012 really opened a lot of people's eyes to why crop insurance is so valuable. So we definitely urge all of our members to go ahead and make sure that they are purchasing crop insurance. It's one of the easiest risk management tools out there in our toolbox right now. And we aren't seeing growers back off on their levels at all. And there's a lot of talk of a potential 2016 drought. I'm not saying that is factored into their decision, but I think in the back of their mind, they all remember how 2012 shaked out. And to be honest, without crop insurance in 2012, we could have had a severe ag economic issue. In 2012 kept a lot of people still in good financial health and was able to go ahead and continue to farm. And so people remember that, and we're not seeing a backing off of coverage at all. If anything, I think we might be seeing some slight increases across our crop insurance portfolio.
Vice President of Ag Financial Services for Farm Credit Illinois in Taylorville, Derek Staten. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.